Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark. I'm joined by my pal, Tim Miller, and we are going to be talking about the marriage between Fox News and the Trump White House, a marriage that goes way deeper than even I suspected. Before we get into that, yes, this is much worse than, well, I don't want to call it worse. It's much deeper than I suspected. Before we get into that, subscribe to the feed. Thank you very much. All right, I'm just going to read, was in Playbook. Kudos to them for this. I'm going to read what happened yesterday. Actually, sorry. I'm going to read what happened Monday afternoon in terms of the cabinet and top officials who appeared on Fox News. And then we're going to play two of these clips, okay? Howard Lutnick was one of six cabinet members appearing live on Fox News between the hours of 4 p.m. and 10 p.m. So that's six cabinet members in a six-hour window, along with Attorney General Pam Bondi, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Education Secretary Linda McMahon, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. On top of that, Fox News has interviews with two of the White House's most powerful aides, Stephen Miller and Karen Levitt, and part two of an interview with DOJ's Elon Musk. So that's nine people on Fox primetime in one evening. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I mean, were they holding the people in power to account?
Yes, of course. That's exactly.
I don't know, man. I don't know how much deeper the marriage could be that would surprise me. Like, if you had told me that Fox has a Booker embedded outside of Caroline Levitt's office,
they might as well.
Like that, I would say, okay, that makes sense to me. Like, I don't know. Or if you told me that, like, Trump has demanded that one of his flunkies, like, works out of Suzanne Scott's, the new Roger Ailes, work out of Suzanne Scott's office and determine, like, what the scheduling and programming would be for the day, I don't think that would surprise me. Would you be shocked if that was a little Vanity Fair item about that? I don't think so. I mean,
I guess in theory, no, but it just seems crazy to me. And it's also because so much of this seems driven by the idea that these cabinet officials know Trump watches Fox, and they're just kind of like rushing to get real estate in the afternoon hours in hopes that he sees them. Because I'm not totally sure, like, you know, there are other ways to reach viewers or conservatives or to placate the base or to like influence voters if you really were trying to do this. This really does seem like they are trying to find ways to impress their boss.
I think that's part of it. I also think it's part of their flood the zone media strategy. And I was just trying to think about this. Like, you know, what were some of those secretaries again? Secretary of Education, you said, was in there?
Education, HHS, Transportation, Homeland Security, and the Attorney General.
HHS, right? I mean, it's like, was Miguel Cardona ever on no. MSNBC primetime?
No.
Like, was
Merrick Garland? Becerra? Did Merrick Garland do more than like three TV appearances in his whole tenure? Time.
And so at some level, like, you don't want that, right? You don't want Merrick Garland becoming a, you know, cable TV pundit partisan warrior. Like, that's what you want out of an attorney general. Maybe you do want that. Maybe, like, I do think it is their turn to impress Trump, but it also is part of their worldview about what the cabinet secretaries are, which are not functionaries running a bureaucracy, but are like the front people for this part of Trump world. And so, like, it is part of your remit as to be a character.
I get that, but then do it on more than one network, right? Like, that's the idea. Or if you were comms office, you would want to have a little bit more diversity in the networks you're hitting.
You would think so. Well, you might get some tough questions on some of the other channels, though.
No, there are plenty of sycophantic other media outlets there that you can go to.
I mean, I think some of them are doing Newsmax and AON. Yeah. I'm just not seeing it.
Yeah. This is how incestuous this whole thing is. I want to play this clip, which was of Sean Duffy talking to Laura Ingraham. Both Sean Duffy is a former Fox official. He was a Fox contributor. He's talking to Laura Ingraham, a current Fox host, about issues surrounding Pentagon flights near Reagan Airport. And he kind of throws Pete Hegseth, another former Fox host, under the bus.
This is important. Before the clip, it is important. Also, we should not have just given short shrift to the idea that, like, Also, the booking is really easy because they're all pals.
They're on the
right. Like, like, it is much easier to get booked on a show if you can just text the hosts and send
signal.
Most
there's
of them
no doubt.
Are
there's
got to
be
hosts.
A signal channel. There's yeah. got to be a great White House Fox signal channel going on. If you're there and you know about it, add
yeah,
it
you got to find the booker of the other network. You know, you got to figure get the process. Where is the studio? Like, this isn't an issue, and it's just all of your colleagues.
Exactly. Let's play the clip because it's really funny.
They have a mile and a half nautical separation, nautical miles, 500 feet separation as well. They breached that airspace, the helicopter did, and so two airplanes had to go around. The question becomes, who are the VIPs? Who are the, is it a two-star, three-star general? There's a lot of traffic going into the Pentagon. The top brass at the White House, they take a Suburban or a Tesla or they take their own car. Who do these generals think they are that they have to take helicopters to go to meetings or go to air? I don't know who it was. We should find out. And well, the DOD.
Well, what do we ask? Well, I mean, you're the transportation secretary. How do you not know?
The FAA doesn't know. We asked the DOD. The DOD has promised radical transparency. They should tell us who is qualified to take a helicopter out of the Pentagon. I don't know, but they have to tell us.
Well, could you just call up Hegseth?
Well, I should actually. What do you
call him right now?
You call Pete.
Okay, I got the phone.
She actually has a phone right by her desk.
Yeah, I do. I'm ready for that.
But those are the answers that we need. Again, when we have these near misses. You got to stop the traffic. And listen, the president, the vice president, Pete Hegseth, they all should fly in helicopters. But a two-star? I mean, come on.
I have a couple of questions.
It's amazing. Copy.
I mean, at some level, I love like the Real Housewives element of this. It's like, you know, like they're coming into the confessional and they're like, oh, I've got a shit talk so-and-so over there. Some of it is that, I guess. I also think that like they're playing pretend, like they're playing a character. Like, what is the point of this? Like, what is the point of doing a Laura Ingraham interview about the FAA regulations? Like, who are you trying to reach? Are you trying to educate people about this?
No, it's your point, buddy. That was the point you made. They're out there to try to, like, you know, sell their department and sell their tenure.
I get it, but, like, I understand that talking about other stuff. Like, more
He's not talking to Aviation Magazine, right?
But this isn't even political. And it'd be one thing if he was out there trying to blame. I would get the point of this interview if he was out there being like, I don't know, who was the fucking Biden transportation secretary?
That would be Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, yeah, Pete Buttigieg. Great. Mayor Pete. If he was out there trying to be like, Mayor Pete really fucked this up. I went through a memo and I saw that Mayor Pete was in over his head and he didn't put the right restrictions on. I would get that. What's the point of otherwise of having an FAA nautical miles discussion on Laura Ingraham's show?
Because she's a fairly well-regarded expert in... No, obviously not. I don't know, because they're petty. I'm excited to see if Pete Hegseth goes, which Fox show Pete Hegseth goes on to respond to Sean Duffy about the criticism.
I couldn't think of Mayor Pete because I couldn't get Ray LaHood out of my head. I was like, Ray LaHood.
Silver Fox. I love Ray. Yes. Ray LaHood. I have a soft spot. All right, last one, totally unrelated, but this kind of caught my eye because this is what happens on these shows, and it goes kind of unremarked because there's so much flooding of the zone. But if you actually listen to the substance of this and you step back, you're like, this is a pretty, alarming thing for a cabinet official to say. And we wouldn't normally just sort of let it go in normal times. This is Kristi Noem, again, on Fox News, making a plea to Pam Bondi.
The face is still alarming. I'm sorry. It's the uncanny valley.
Let it go.
I can't let it go. Look at the clip.
Let me get your reaction, Tom Homan, referring Congresswoman AOC to the Justice Department. She had a webinar, Know Your Rights, and as part of it, recommended that illegal immigrants ask for warrants, deploy phones to record ICE searches. Tips on how to differentiate between ICE people and others. Is this what you see, and I'm sure you've looked at it, is this aiding and abetting in your view?
I think she might be frozen.
I think the Department of Justice absolutely should look into this situation. We've seen not just those that serve in public office be willing to break the law to facilitate the invasion that has happened and allow criminals to stay here. We've also seen judges take radical action to help protect these criminals. It's time that we stand for what's right. The American people are sick of these people abusing our system to try to promote an agenda. And remember, the Democrats are using fear to control people. They're out there motivating people by fear, and they're standing alongside known terrorists in order to endanger our future. So I think it's entirely appropriate that the Department of Justice look into these situations.
All right, so you have a cabinet official using Fox News to tell another cabinet official to investigate a Democratic member of Congress and a predominantly popular one. So just, you know, a casual day.
It's kind of like a dark Pinocchio situation. But I am tired of people abusing our system. not in the way that she means. I'm tired of her. It is like, I mean, the fact that they just look, it isn't scary in like a real sense that I'm worried that AOC is going to be put in a gulag, right? But it is just like,
although they did arrest a judge, so
they did. So like, how willy nilly though they are, just like throwing around this like accusation. Oh, yeah.
There was a congresswoman yesterday, Tim, that tweeted out, "I want to throw Anthony Fauci onto Alcatraz. He should be the first person." Like, that's not going to happen. They're not going to make Alcatraz. But it's like the willy nilliness of it's like just you know, I'm going to let my thought bubbles fart out into Twitter.
It's not, they're not sounding the best.
So. No, definitely not. All right, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
I watched a lot of Fox for this. So
thank you for doing that.
The viewers should appreciate me.
Thank you for doing that. I only do Fox in hotel rooms. Hotel rooms only rule for me on Fox.
It's an interesting place to watch Fox. All right. Talk to you later, buddy. And thank you guys for watching. Subscribe to the feed. We will be in touch.
Bye.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.